Okay. So we are continuing with the Zadim and the Tochen on the bottom of page Tov Kuf Ayin Vov. We're starting off by saying that Emuna of a person takes away his bitachon and his personal seichel and his personal koiches and all the regular physical things that generally people do rely on. Because when a person is a true maimon, he realizes that nothing has to be that way. And it's all in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He doesn't leave himself without the bitachon, but he replaces the bitachon and things that really are not worthy of relying on, like all the above mentioned things, seichel and personal power, the way everything in society is set up. He's replacing all that with the thing that's really behind everything, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now I want to explain a little bit more. He says that the chiv of the tochen is very all-encompassing. Atke dekach, he says, that the Vilna Gaon says that the ikin is seen as a Torah Yisrael k'dei she'yasim b'tchoinu b'Hashem. That that's the klal of all the mitzvahs. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Mishrei, it's a very astounding statement. He's saying that the whole, the way the Mashkiyos understand it, what he's, this is what Shlomo Melech is saying, but what the Gaon is saying in this pasuk is that he was megala to us the Torah HaKadosha, so that through that we should build up true bitachon Hashem. That's what was megala to us in Har Sinai. That's something that of the Ticha Yoyim Achota, that's something also we have to transmit each one from one generation to the next. Brings the famous Ramban in the Bo that says that there's so many mitzvahs that are Zechel Tis Mitzrayim. The Ramban says from the well-known Nisim, the Nisim Gluyim, a person comes to be Moida and Nisim Nistorim. The daily Nisim that is Kosh Bohu is Mashkiach over us every day of our life. He says, Ein la'odam chelik v'toyos Moshe Rabbeinu ha'chanam n'mechol z'vareinu mekreinu shekulam Nisim. A person has no shaykhus to Torah till he comes to the point that he believes and recognizes that everything that's happening is Nisim. Special Hashkoch from Hashem. Ein v'm teva m'nogam shalolim. Person has to know that the cause and effect of the world is nothing other than if you do the Ratzon Hashem, then you're worthy of schar, and if you don't do it, you're worthy of punishment. That's the way Hashem set up our world. Yeah. So he says that this is the basis of our beliefs and the way we have to relate to life, of recognizing. And in Chanam, we have all kinds of types of shtavlis we have to do. Shtavlis for panos, shtavlis for help, all kinds of different things. But that's the one, and we have to do that, that's what Hashem wants us to do. But the true cause and effect of Hatzlacha in this world, and surely in the world to come, is doing the Ratzon Hashem, and being even the Ratzon Hashem, even the mitzvahs, that's a natural reason for for causing Oynish and Saris. You know, Klal Yisrael collectively does not do the Ratzon Hashem that brings all the Klolos that are mentioned in the Torah, the Golos, the other way around, brings the Gula. And that's what he says. And this is an amazing thing of humanity, or specifically Klal Yisrael. All the Malachi Asharis, the Malachim, the messengers, they have their tafkid what to do. But we are different. The way we behave, that's the way Hashem behaves towards us. This is the side of Torah Terakula. This is what we have to believe. If we need Mosi Abba Shemaya, our main kerech has to be mechazek our Torah and our mitzvahs, tefillahs. And if we're having problems, then all sorts of reason to mechazek our munah, our tochen, and our mitzvahs. So it says this way of relating to life changes around the whole mind frame from the natural mind frame that most people have. Most natural mind frame people have is that the ikar is the ishtadlus, what they call today ishtadlus, tivis, the natural ishtadlus. The ikar thing of panosa is working hard. The ikar thing of health is watching, the only different thing to watch over your health. But it says that's not true. That's a secondary thing we have to do. The main thing that we have to do in every situation is try to bring ourselves to matzav of being deserving of the chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we call that everything in our life is a neis nister. The idea of neis over here basically means you have teva and you have neis. What we call today a miracle, something that is a neis mefursim, a neis that everybody sees. But neis nister means that the things that are happening to us are not happening because of the natural things. They're happening because of supernatural things. And that's what the Ramban is basically saying, that everything is supernatural by us. Klal Yisrael, Tan Hagel HaKadosh Baruch to us, is based on supernatural things, on mitzvahs. The person doesn't have chesed. That's a reason for him to get a chesed from Hashem. Now, you're going to ask, well, people do chesedim, sometimes they have tzoris. Say it. Hashem has all kind of chesboinus. Why he does it? We're not saying I will do something with a thought in my mind. I take on myself a mitzvah and I want to make $1 million the next day. And then I don't make it and I feel, oh, Hashem let me down. We're not talking about that. The outcome, that's Hashem's chesboinus, which is very complex. We're talking about the shtadlus. What is the focus of my shtadlus? What is the real cause for having things better in this world and the world to come surely? And what is the cause of having things worse off? And that is the ikur, is the ruchnis. That's where he put my ikur. The Mente Chazon Ish said, all kinds of askonim, all kinds of people involved in trying to set things up and work things out for themselves, for other people, for the community. It's just the ikur askonim is just tefillah. Be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps when we say that every time we say Moedim, we say, Ani Secha Shebuchol Yom Yimonu. Thanking Hashem for the miracles. What miracles? With this Ramban, we understand a little bit more what we're saying. Otherwise, what? You're lying. You're flattering Hashem that he made a miracle. He didn't make a miracle. So Ramban is opening us to this concept. There's a Nes Nigla, a Nes that everybody sees, and there's a Nes Nister. The Nes Nister is these Nisim, Shebuchol Yom Yimonu, that he made this amazing thing, that if we knew the Ratzon Hashem, we carry ourselves to Kodesh Bochu, that gives us extra Shemitah. Baruch Hashem, we see so much. We open up our eyes, a tremendous Shemitah that Hashem has over us. Continues, brings the words of the Rosh in Ochas Chayim. Says, should be Beteach Hashem Bechol Levovcha. You should fully rely on Kodesh Bochu and believe in His Hashkocha Protis. And by doing some, you will be able to put into your heart the recognition that Hashem is aware of everything that's happening in this world, and everything that's happening to you, everything you're doing, everything you're thinking, everything's in front of him. If you do not believe in the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, then you also do not believe in Anuch Hashem Elokecha. Because the Yichud HaShalom means that everything is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nice to say the whole world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Yichud is the Hashgacha Pratis on myself to recognize that everything going on within me is directly monitored and guided by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's up to me to do the things that will bring me closer to Hashem and the revel that comes out of that. Kizel Skulas Yisrael, I'll call Amen, Vizay Yisrael Kalatei Kula. This was the Klai Yisrael's why they're so special. We're so special because we are the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a constant Hashgacha Pratis, personal relationship with each individual. So the Rosh brings three psukim that describe this type of hashkocha. The hashkocha, like we said before, of chesed and mishpat, whether I deserve a more pleasant hanhoga or more painful hanhoga, or the other type of different revelations that Hashem revealed to us in the course of history. So the pasuk he first brings is Ki Hashem Eino Meshoytis B'chol Oiz Lischazek. Hashem is always observing what's going on in the entire world to see if people's heart is with him. He says this is a special hashkocha. If Hashem sees a person is sholim imoy, he sees that we are with Hashem and we accept what he's doing. Then it says he gives a special hashgacha on such a person. Because Rashi says, "Mishavoy lekach mechadik Hashem isboch b'maisav." You see, people have Siyata Shmaya. The natural cause of Siyata Shmaya is this: the fact that a person recognizes that he is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to him, he is shalom with that. He realizes that's only for his good. That's one pasuk. There's another pasuk. God will eat the rabbi Lilia. Asher ain't a bekulcha that called Dachim and Yodim Lassis Lish Gedak and Prima Lolov. There's a general Ashgocha. The first one was for those who have special delay that's shown with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second Ashgocha is the general Ashgocha, how people are behaving. Are they worthy of Tzad? Are they worthy of Onish? A person gets pre-ma'alolov. The way we behave, that's the way we get the Tzad Onish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third pasuk is, Ani Hashem Choyke Leiv HaBoichen Kloyes. Allah says, the Ish Ketorach of pre-ma'alolov. The previous Hashgacha was going on the acts of a person, that something do a proper act or improper act. And now it's even a deeper level. The thoughts of a person, the feelings of a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also aware of, and also based on that, how our thoughts are. It's an avoda, but Be'etzem, aside from what he's saying here, that you get a special Hashgacha from Hashem, it's also a much more pleasant way of going through life. When things are pleasant, to pay attention to them. Baruch Hashem, if I'm healthy, Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. I'm not taking it for granted. Panosa, Baruch Hashem, Panosa. I'm able to learn, Baruch Hashem. Able to daven, everything. I have a family. I have clothing to wear. And together with that, when things are unpleasant, things are not going that way, to recognize This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm struggling with it. So this is what Hashem gave me now. It's my benefit. Yes, I will. If the help is problematic, Ms. Baal should be better. There's a magnifico going on in the world, and Ms. Baal Hashem to take it away. But that's it. We'll get to the future. But what I have right now, understand, this is for me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, so he says, that is what we constantly reminding ourselves about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Ramban tells us. And if you notice, our tefillos also, before we end Pesukim Dezimra, we say the Pesukim of Oz Yoshe. Before we go into Shemoneh Esrei, we say the Pesukim once again, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriyashma itself, the last parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Time and again throughout the day, reminding ourselves of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was that one time that Hashem showed us how he interacts with us. And it's also chizik for us, because when he interacted with us, we were not on high madrega. We were swallowed up, partially assimilated into the Egyptian nation. But we went with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once asked Mashgiach HaKol Torah, Gedaliah Eisman, Zichron Levracha. It says that the Rishonim didn't make it out of Mitzrayim. They died in Choshech. So that's who are the tzaddikim? It says that they were all tzaddikim. So he told me an interesting thing. He said, the get of the tzaddik was, Hashem said, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. The ones that are willing to go along with him, those are the tzaddikim. The ones that said, leave us alone, good enough for the way we are. We don't want to go into the desert and take chances. Those are the Rishon, those are the ones that stayed behind. That is the minimum level of tzidkus. This is for us throughout history to know. A person shouldn't convince himself, I'm not such a big tzaddik, the fact that what we spoke about now, that and if you're doing Azeris, it could be more immediate Sabdin. Yeah, all that is true. It's not a reason to deter us. So not a reason to deter us. Other Rabbi, we're saying now, take that example from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was all the basic thing we needed to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm with you. You want to take us down into the Midbar? I'm frightened to a certain degree. I know it's going to be over there, but I know if I'm with you, I'm in good hands. That's why we have to mechazik ourselves throughout our lives. We're going through all type of trials and tribulations throughout our lives. And when they come up, remind ourselves, till now I've been in Hashem's hands, and He's brought me to this point, I'm still in Hashem's hands, not a drop less. That's the most important thing to remember. That because the situation changed doesn't mean Hashem's care for me changed. Hashem's hashgocha on me changed. It's all the same. Sometimes daika, that tzchus of the bitochen in the hard times, is such a powerful tzchus that overrides all the other avarias and chesronos that I have. That is the thing that's ma'ir the midas erachamim. That's why the fact now that the world is in a world of certain level of chaos, lack of clarity, sometimes tafka that nakuda of not being nervous about the present, about the future. I do what I have to do, Zayda. Everybody, we know what we have to do. We're being at peace with it. That is an opportunity for tremendous chus to bring tremendous yeshuas for all of us. So that's what we're saying. And this is Betzim, what we learned from our other secondation also, he points out. They lived with this with such a clear clarity that brought them to go through all kinds of situations. Look at Avraham Avinu. Lech lecha me'atzecha. right away going to Mitzrayim. But right away there's a famine, and they go to Mitzrayim. And can you realize part of what the Torah is telling us? You know, you think the Torah would tell us all the wows about Avraham Avinu, all the amazing things he did. Come on, there's certain amazing things they did, and a lot of them are all chazals, and not even refers to the pasuk. Going to the Kibshon and the Eish. So it doesn't even say it clearly in the Torah. It's a remez or kazdim. But it does tell a lot. Part of the things are the amazing things he did. But part of it is the trials and tribulations that he went, and the sins that he went through. Like we're saying, his wife was taken by Pharaoh, his wife was taken by the Melech. So it's with Lot. To show how he remained steadfast with his closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and focusing on the fact that Hashem is the source of all the rachman and mechesed in the world, and the Mela, taking that and teaching humanity about it, that nekuda of giving, chesed, of emunah, stoko mishpat. That's what it says in the parasha, l'man yitzav es banav. Stoko mishpat. I mentioned the other day from the Chofetz Chaim, Spirit of the Pshat. Stok is giving, and mishpat is the letter of the law. It says, what I take for myself, that's the mishpat. I'm not the big bal chesed, take everything for myself. I give to others is bitztoka. A person can live. You know, sometimes they say, there was a rabbi, somebody complained about a certain bal tztoka. They live in a very extravagant lifestyle, has a very fancy house and fancy cars and everything else. So a wise rabbi told him, there's nothing wrong with it. Why? Because generally speaking, if a person is stingy to himself, he's stingy to others also. He spends on himself, he spends on others also. So this person, on his level, if he'd be with himself living in a little house in a simple car, he wouldn't be giving stuck also, which is very common. People have a lot of money and they think they're poor. But that's a certain madriga. But the goal in life is to be even a much higher madriga. That I don't even have to spend on myself in order that I spend on others. For myself, I'm Sefmech, the Mu'at. And there are people said you can make that also. For themselves, they need very little. For others, constantly giving. That comes from the fact that a person is so in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees how much he's getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's automatically satiated with what he has. And when something Chas V'Shalom happens unpleasant, doesn't shake him up. He's so focused on all the chassad that he gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes there's also something necessary. And I think that's what the parshas are telling us with Avraham Avinu. He remained this bastion of chesed, needing nothing for himself. When he was in terrible pain, the only thing that bothered him was where the ochem, had not lost his ochem. Hashem had to bring them a ochem. That is a prototype of Klal Yisrael. That is our father and our mother. This is what Bitochen is all about. Bitochen, the last paragraph in Tovkuf Ayin Ches, Bitochen Mushtas Al Emuna Brura, Yichud HaSholem. Number one is, there's something behind everything that's in the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything and keeps everything going. That's Anoy Hashem Elikecha. The second thing is, Yichud, there's no other Kodesh other than Him. The one that created the world and the one that sustains the world is Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. That's it. There's only one being that does that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the other things in the world are Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, carrying out His will. So, and the Mela, when a person has this clarity, this Yichud HaShalom, that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he puts everything in the right perspective. Even if someone comes up to him and does something not pleasant to him, he doesn't put it on that person. They have to work it out with that person. That's a different story, like every Shtalos. But he recognizes that the source is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He keeps himself tuned with this. Hashem is sending different messages. What are these messages? For him to work on himself. So this is something we can work on, like we're saying, paying attention. And Hashem is sending such strong messages now to the world. Now, don't rely on all the natural cause and effects. None of them are reliable. Like we said before, not in your health, not in your panos, not in your education, not in world politics, not in anything. The world is so unreliable. Hashem is, because Hashem is what? Neruch Hashem alikecho. I am Hashem, that I'm with you. I'm Hashgich on you. And the more we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one is we'll have a more pleasant life in this world. Hashem Echod, I know it's all from you. I'll give us a peace of mind that we're never forsaken, we're always in Hashem's hand. And also that is the Ikon Yisrael, we'll get past this Yisrael and strength. We relate to everything in life, every situation in life. And that will uplift us greatly to the targets that we all want to become, we achieve. Maybe this week we could work a little bit on Davgan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is Mashgiach on us. He has a personal interaction with us. And he's the only force in the world. And think a second about all the things going on in the world. All that is set up by Kodesh Baruch Hu for us to come closer to him. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov, thank you.
Shavua Tov, thank you very much.
Shavua Tov to you.